Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. Angie still has the same top pros and reviews you've counted on for more than 20 years, only now you'll also get access to all the tools you need to make your home a happy place. Inside, outside, big or small, Angie helps you find the right solution for whatever you need done, all from your phone. It's simple to find upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. You can even search pricing guides to see what others paid for similar jobs and easily compare quotes from top local pros to make sure you're getting a fair price. From lawn care to repairing the AC to the project of your dreams, Angie has your home projects handled from start to finish. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, they'll cover your project up to the full purchase price plus limited damage protection with their happiness guarantee. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. And for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome out to the world famous Hollywood Improv. Make some noise. Beautiful. At any point you guys would like your phone, step outside, a door guy will take care of you. Now make some noise for the creator and host of Story Smash, Christine Blackburn.
Hey! Welcome to Story Smash, the storytelling game show. My name is Christine Blackburn, and we have a fantastic show ready for you guys tonight. Thank you so much for coming out. And we're going to get it kicked off right away by revealing the Wheel of Stories. There are 12 permanent topics on the wheel and one additional space that says free. If the contestant spins the wheel and lands on free, then they can choose any of the story topics on the wheel. But there's also three spaces that say audience. And if the contestant lands on audience, and they always do, then you guys can shout out your favorite story topics and our expert judges will choose one of them to be the storyteller's story. Yes?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Let's get started right away and bring on our first expert judge. All right, you guys, first judge coming to the stage. He's a comic and a writer who wrote on shows like Mad TV and The Martin Short Show. Plus, he spent 5 years writing on At Midnight. And here's a fun fact. This guy is a live announcer for the Los Angeles Derby Dolls, one of the most famous roller derby leagues in the country. Please welcome Blake Apache. There he is. This next expert judge coming to the stage is a comedian who's performed at numerous festivals, from Sketchfest to Gilda's Laugh Fest, and she's even been on Marc Maron's Five Comedians to Watch list for Vulture. She recently recorded her debut album, Sparkly Pants, on Stand Up Records. Please welcome Amber Preston! Woo! All right. And our final judge of the evening, you guys, is an Emmy Award-winning television writer and executive producer of ABC's Modern Family, which is now in its final season. He also has a book out right now I hold in my left hand. It's called He Started It. And it chronicles his Twitter war with President Donald Trump. He's a 5-time Emmy Award winner, and he won't let us forget it. Please put your hands together for Danny Zucker! All right. Wow.
Wow.
This is so exciting, you guys, because we've got not only Danny Zucker and Blanka Patch, who've played this game many times, but we've got Amber Preston in the house, first time playing the game, so we're very excited about that.
Christina,
the pressure.
Sorry, Christina, I'm worried. It says at the bottom, no ties.
No ties.
Yeah, I'm really worried about that.
Yeah, no ties. There's going to be one winner, five contestants.
Well, it's just because I have a tie on.
Don't get it stuck in the wheel, Blaine. Careful there.
I got pulled in last week.
You did get pulled last month. I think you did.
Yeah, I've been dead for a few months now.
It's our Halloween edition, is what it is. All right, Amber, here's how we do it. And anybody out there who doesn't know, we're going to play three rounds of the game tonight. The first round, our contestants are going to come to the stage, spin the wheel, and whatever it lands on, they tell a true one-minute story. It moves very quickly. And it's not easy to do.
No, I could. It would be easy for me, but for these people, no.
Right. So they'll look at the clock, and then they'll know, because if it goes over 1 minute or whatever the allotted time is, one minute,
we kill them.
We kill them.
Oh, I didn't dress for that.
And we could hear
losers
the sound.
Losers are eaten, by the way. They're delicious.
They're going to hear a crashing. Something like that. Yeah, a little louder. And then
that or the Jay Giles band.
Yeah. And then they know that the story's over. And we go right to you guys, and you guys are judging on the story.
On the story, on attire.
On the ability to stay on the topic.
Yes.
And also the time.
The time, for sure.
And also if they have a harmonica player named Magic Dick.
Yeah, that will help. That will be good. We're going to call the contestants up randomly from this jar, and somebody is going to be playing from the audience.
Very exciting. Wow.
Did a lot of people put their name in the hat?
A lot of people do. Jim Coughlin, how many people are in there?
About five.
Oh, good. Yeah,
that's good.
Who are the five
good
people that put their names in the hat? Raise your hands.
Okay. Oh. Your hand shot up. She's excited.
I see like six or
seven.
The
rest of them are a bit. Oh, you're excited. Too.
Okay.
Weird. Cool. People in the audience at the Improv are waiting to go on stage. Weird.
Okay, so the first round is a one-minute story. Second round is a two-minute story. And then you guys have the very difficult task of choosing two people to go to the third round and tell a true three-minute story.
That's true. It's usually pretty easy to find the two best.
Yeah. Everybody knows who they are.
I've made up my mind already.
All right, you guys, let's get started right away. I just pulled the first name, and the first contestant coming to the stage, he graduated from the University of Pennsylvania Law School, and he worked as a corporate lawyer in one of the top firms in the country before leaving that career to pursue a career in entertainment.
What an idiot.
He hosts the hit podcast Legally Insane that has a live monthly show right here at the Hollywood Improv. You guys, put your hands together for Matt Ritter.
Woo!
All right, you guys, tell him what to
do.
That's
a
dumb move.
Why did I do that?
Maybe he'll tell him.
I regret that. Oh,
there
okay.
It is.
Here we go. All right.
Good. There are.
Oh, counterclockwise. I wonder what that says, Dr. Freud.
Because I'm lefty. I don't know.
Left-handed. Okay.
Holly Weird.
Ooh.
Holly Weird. Okay, Holly Weird. So do I just start?
When you start, then the clock will start.
I'm gonna start that clock.
Oh, okay.
The clock can hear you. It's like Alexa.
Okay, so I hired a celebrity for my friend's bachelor party, and he's a big fan of Saved by the Bell. So we were all like, oh, dude, are you going to get Zach Morris? I'm like, no, I have like $300. I got to go a little bit lower than Zach Morris. So you guys could probably guess who the two people were that we were thinking about. It was either Screech or Mr. Belding, right? But I did a little research, and it turned out Screech had just stabbed somebody. So we went with Mr. Belding, and it turns out he throws out pitches at minor league baseball games. So I was like, oh, he's gettable. Like, we could pull this off. So I called up. He has a manager for that. And I was like, hey, we're really just a calm bunch of guys. We'd love to have him out. And he's like, well, he doesn't drink anymore. Like, that's totally fine. And so I paid, I think it was like $2,000 plus just a regular airfare on Delta. We got him out there. And it turns out Mr. Belding is the most popular human being of all time. We went to Nashville, and literally nobody was paying attention to us for a bachelor party. It was the worst decision ever. We were like, let's get this celebrity who doesn't drink and won't hang out with us. That was 1 minute. Sorry.
Wow. Great time. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was fantastic. That was like Indiana Jones grabbing his hat shit.
Yeah, that was so fast. Danny Zucker.
No, feel like Stepan Fortune cookies.
What was amazing is the way you could... I mean, the story had absolutely no twist or turn. Which is daring, because a lot of people will tell a story, and it's like, I think it's going... And it keeps your grip, but you just kept it at that one Belding level.
I just wanted these people to know you could hire Mr. Belding for a bachelor or bachelorette party.
And the big payoff was that people recognized Mr. Belding. So, but... You did it in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm interested in hiring Mr. Belding. I think that would be like an amazing
$800.
I have a Screech story that I'll tell on a future podcast.
I love it.
But okay. Well done.
All right,
Amber.
Enjoyed it, but now I am so curious as to what you thought Mr. Belding was going to like.
I thought he was going to rage with us and do cocaine. Like I thought we were going to do blow.
I think you're thinking of Alfstad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was my first mistake. No, because the true story is we had heard that Belding was a crazy partier. But it turns out he's back on the wagon, and he used to be fun.
Boo.
Yeah, he's got to put that in his manager.
Yeah, it's got to be in there when you book him. Like, not fun.
Yeah, warning, won't drink.
Right.
Yeah.
Blank a patch.
I like the way you added Mr. Belding as an alcoholic. That was fantastic.
Was. He's clean now.
You know what? I probably would have just kept asking him, hey, isn't it true that you sat on one of your balls wrong and they had to stop tape? And he would probably keep saying, no, you're thinking of Mr. Belvedere.
Is that true?
Yeah,
absolutely true.
I should have told that story.
It was on the news. You should have told the story about Mr. Belvedere sitting on his balls wrong.
Oh, but by the way,
it was on the news.
They had to cancel a taping because he sat on his balls.
Yeah.
Hollywood legend.
How does that happen?
It's called torsion of the testicle. Google it.
I think.
Don't Google that.
As you get older, I'm told, you know, the balls get a little bit lower and become a seating hazard.
Maybe you should tighten that up. There's probably
you don't have to be that old for that to happen.
Yes.
I've just heard from
Matt Ritter. Let him hear it, you guys. Matt Ritter.
You know,
wow.
Sometimes they slide into place like a UCB thing or a USB thing.
No, I'm sorry, I said UCB.
I like that. I said UCB.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I drove by it on my way here.
And that's how we play the game, Amber. Great, so you're with us.
Hey, Matt Ritter, everybody. That was very funny.
Matt Ritter, exactly. Matt. Way to kick off the game. All right, you guys, right now, coming to the stage is a comedian and a writer and an actress. You've seen her on Days of Our Lives and in Pretty Little Liars. Plus, she hosts a show called The Trailer Trash Talent Review, which is a variety show in a real trailer park.
Ooh.
In Van Nuys. It's a dream. Please welcome Dawn Brody. All right.
Oh.
Tell her what to do.
Spin that wheel.
There she goes. All right.
The spin brought to you by Swiffer. When you don't feel like cleaning anything, don't really clean anything with Swiffer.
School days.
Okay. Hi, I'm Dawn, and I went to the University of Minnesota, go Gophers! And one of the best things about being in Minnesota is when it's not winter anymore, and there was a class at 8:15 in the morning in geology, and I didn't go enough. And I had sworn to myself on this morning, I absolutely will go no matter what. And I woke up, and it was a beautiful, like, 64-degree day in the middle of May, which is ideal. And, like, I crossed over the bridge into Northrop Mall, and there was an ice cream stand. And there was a guy like, we're giving away ice cream to treat him. And I was like, I can't take your ice cream. I have to go to geology. And I tried, and I made it past the ice cream, and I swear. And then I saw people lounging, just these beautiful college bodies, just like lounging in the grass that we hadn't seen in like 6 months. And they're like, come down, lay on our glistening shoulders, you know. And I was like, no, I have to go to geology.
Dawn Brody. Dawn Brody. I like it. Blank a patch.
The disappearing grass meant a lot to me. I'm going to give you 6 out of 5 stars because I like the little bottle of water in the back of your Uber.
Wait, what just happened?
I think that it sort of like made friends with my story.
Oh.
You didn't finish it in time, but I'm giving you credit for going in a nice direction.
I appreciate it.
Are you going to cry?
I'm thinking about my dead cat.
Danny Zucker.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of people. I think endings of stories are so overrated. And I think, like The Sopranos, they didn't end it. They just, you know... It was a little journey, a little. She's parking. She's running into the restaurant. Blackout. So I would say that was The Sopranos of stories. One day I'd be curious to hear the end of that story.
Great.
I'm guessing you didn't make it to class.
I didn't make it to class. Okay,
so you laid enough clues that let me fill it in, but it's all right. You're an adventure, and you're very entertaining all the way through.
Oh. Amber Preston.
Full disclosure, I also went to the University of Minnesota.
Ski-em-up.
High points and praise for bringing Minnesota into the room, and for saying glistening bodies. Oh. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
They sell.
I did too.
Yeah, it was good.
All right, you guys. Dawn Brody, let her hear it. Dawn Brody. All right, you guys, coming to the stage right now for a true one-minute story. This guy was born in my hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
but that's not why he's on the show. He moved here to Los Angeles to pursue a career in acting, but that didn't work out. So now he's a comedian, and he's about to head overseas for his 6th military tour. He's a hero performing for the troops. Put your hands together for Chris Wyvell. All right. Tell him what to do, you guys.
You're going to spin that wheel. Be careful there, Chris.
Spin the wheel. Nice spin. Yeah. Get him going.
The spin brought to you by H&M Clothing. Quality from a distance.
Oh, Free.
So what does that mean? I can pick any story?
Any topic on the wheel.
It has to be about the band Free.
Oh, perfect. Jeez, I wasn't planning on getting lucky on this one. All right, free spot. Okay.
What topic? I need to know.
Oh, I got to tell you which topic?
Yes, because otherwise you could veer judging. Off.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
okay.
I need to know.
Let's do Holly Weird. Why not? Let's do Holly Weird.
Marking it.
Mark it. You guys ready? Yeah, you ready?
And go. Three, right. Two, rolling, and go.
Okay, so I was actually out having lunch one day at a restaurant, and I was with a friend of mine, and in the middle of the table, there was like a caddy with all the condiments, right? And it was like right on Ocean Avenue overlooking the water. It was called Blue Plate Oysterette. I don't know if you guys have ever been there. Yeah, okay. This homeless guy starts walking down the street, and he's like talking crazy shit, talking to himself, can't even like really form a sentence. And he walks by the patio, and he stops, and he turns, and he approaches my table. And I'm kind of like, what the fuck is this guy going to do, right? And he walks up, and he grabs the ketchup bottle, turns, delivers a full Shakespearean monologue in complete pentameter. Well, yeah, for like 3 minutes, and the whole audience is, or the whole audience, the whole like patio is jaw-dropped. He finishes, bows at everybody, takes the bottle, smashes it on the ground, and walks off. Everyone gives him a standing ovation, sits back down like nothing happened, and was like, so you watching Breaking Bad? Pretty good show, right? And I was like, ah, fucking Hollywood. Weird place. Thank you.
All right, Chris Wyvell. Chris Wyvell, actually. It's Wyvell. Chris Wyvell. Amber?
I thank you for telling us that you were eating lunch in a restaurant. That point of clarity was
sure.
Wonderful. Also, of course, it's LA like that. There may have been agents there, and you missed out on an opportunity. And that ketchup guy is now has a Netflix special.
It was Bryan Cranston. It was Bryan Cranston.
Who says theater is dead in LA? Thank you for letting us know. Yes. It is alive and well.
You're Danny? Welcome.
Was he holding up the ketchup? Like, was it the alas, Yorick? I knew. Was it that speech?
It was Speak the Speech. Oh. I say whatever. Yeah, that's okay. From Hamlet. I didn't make it that far.
Yeah, there you go. I got it.
It was a good one.
Whatever. I went to college. No, I will. You get. You are the first person in the minute. I want to give this credit. Your story, unconventionally, had a beginning.
Yeah.
Had a middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it had an end. And right. you built a world. And I was there. And I mean. Look, it was fine, but I mean, still.
I'll take it. I'll take fine.
Blanket patch.
I'm just glad that you didn't drink the ketchup. I thought he was going to drink the ketchup.
I thought about
that
it.
That would have really bummed me out if he drank the ketchup. There was a kid in my high school named Tony Kohler, and every day at lunch, he would pour himself a big bowl of salad dressing or ranch or ketchup or mustard, and he would drink it at lunch.
Jeez.
And I'm just glad that that homeless guy didn't drink that ketchup. So I thank you for not telling me that, because that would have reminded me of Tony Kohler, who was a kid in my high school, and every day at lunch he would drink a bowl of salad dressing like Thousand
Chris
Island
Wyvell.
Or ranch.
Listen, you're
sometimes
from
you'd
Pittsburgh.
Have blue cheese.
That's right.
So his mom killed herself, and his dad owned a ski-doo dealership in my hometown.
Wow. So much information. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we're both from Pittsburgh, and yep. I know growing up...
Hey, thanks for not telling me that he drank that ketchup.
We went to the Heinz factory every year for our field trip. The Heinz Ketchup Factory.
Humble brag.
Well, wow. Yeah, that's exactly right. Did you do that?
Oh, every year. Yeah.
Every year. Do you have a pickle pin?
Multiple.
Oh, that's cool. I'm from Jersey, and we went to see where Edison did the light bulb in movies and really created the modern era.
Never heard of ketchup.
Ketchup tastes a lot better, Danny.
I'm from Fargo. We saw the wood chipper and how to get rid of a body.
Oh, my God. Nice. William H. Macy was robbed, except when his wife did that thing.
Right.
Let him hear it. Chris Wyvell. Chris Wyvell. Terrific. All right, you guys, come to the stage right now is our audience member. Our audience member. So go ahead, Jim Kaufman.
Eddie Murphy.
Let him pull the name out of a hat. This is not easy, you guys. Let's be very kind to this person. Come to the stage right now for a true one-minute story is...
I mean, this is a person who, like, Cher or Charo only has one name.
Oh.
And that name is...
Sting?
Marissa.
Marissa. She was very excited, so...
Marissa, come on up, honey. All right, you guys, tell Marissa what to do.
Spin that wheel.
Is it Madonna?
No, Marissa.
No, it's I know, spin. But she said one name.
Oh, Madonna, shit, yeah.
He said Sting.
That's
I
true.
Said Madonna.
You always have to tell everyone one S.
Yeah.
It could have been like Beck or Twiggy.
Yeah. Or Jan Michael Vincent? No, it's the other. I'm going the wrong way.
Michael.
Oh,
no
breakup. Breakup, Marissa. Okay, you guys be extra kind. Give her a second to think about
Marissa
it.
Marissa and breakup.
And when you're ready, you start.
Okay, so when I was at college.
Go to the microphone.
I know. Hello. So when I was at college, I was in the theater department, I was working the technical side. And we were all, it was a very like, small department, 20-something students. We're all in the dining hall. And outside behind us, we see the two people that were always together dating, we look outside and we're like, wait, what's happening? Why is she punching him right now? What is going on? And all of us are just there, faces to the window, being like, something is happening here. Are they breaking up? What's going on? And we all walk outside and just watch and ask, what are y'all doing? We have a show in 2 weeks and you two are a couple in the show. Please don't break up and make everything awkward for us. And it did. It was very bad and she was kicked out of the show because she, you know, punched her boyfriend. There's 3 seconds left.
That's okay, Marissa. There you go. Give her a round of applause. That was really good.
Yes,
very good. She comes up off the cuff. She's got a story. She knows what she's talking about.
I would just say that was absolutely amazing for an audience member. Terrible for someone who had prepared. But no, I'm completely kidding. You had it was a story.
Yeah, good job.
You did a good job. You should be very happy.
Blaine?
Was it MASH or Urinetown?
True West? It was not True West. Oh, gosh. What was the show?
Was it The Fantastics? Was it Spider-Man?
Equus.
The Dark?
Our Town.
Was it O Calcutta? Was it Vampire Lesbians of Sodom?
It was definitely...
Was it
Little Shop of Horrors.
Vagina Monologues.
Little Shop of Horrors.
It was definitely
Was it
Sam
Cats?
Shepherd
was it Rent?
Oh, it was a Sam Shepard.
Oh, okay.
Sam Shepard.
Don't remember was, what it was. Now this is a guessing game.
That's true West.
Amber, any thoughts?
Way to stay on topic. And that was in the timing was good. I like how some people like really eat the mic, and you were like, you know, I don't need to be that close.
Yeah.
And my energy and enthusiasm will carry where sound doesn't. So great work.
Yeah. No, you definitely were treating that mic like the last guy had Ebola. So
let her hear it, you guys. Marissa, let her hear it. All right. Terrific. Okay, head on over there.
Get off the stage, Marissa.
Hey, I'd like to admonish my fellow judges for giving her shit about mic use.
We have one more contestant coming up for a true one-minute story, and I tell you what, this girl is something else. She's an actress and a comic and a writer, originally from Romania.
Ooh.
Danny. She was selected as one of Tribeca Film Festival's 2017 Digital Creators to Watch. And she's also the co-creator of the digital series Patty and Marina. Please welcome Smaranda Luna. Smaranda.
Woo.
Tell her what to do, guys.
Hello.
Spin that wheel.
All right.
The judges are not gentle.
No, we're going to be so gentle, Smaranda.
It was presented to me as a gentle, fun show.
Coughlin, the cluck.
I did not go all the way around.
Go all the way around.
Price is Right rules.
Spin it again. There you go. Although that was audience, which is very exciting. You guys, start thinking of the topics you might want to hear.
Wow.
Mom.
Oh. You have to tell a story about wow.
That is funny. I grew up in Bucharest, Romania, and I went to a smart high school, and I come from a neighborhood in Romania that was really poor. First day of school was super, super scary for me because the people there were much fancier than me. And I made a friend, this beautiful, beautiful girl in my class. Her name was Miki. She was so sweet, so fun. She got me, and I was like, fuck, I can do high school. I was so excited. And then the first day of classes ended, and we were outside, and in comes the ugliest woman I have ever seen in my life. And get this, I'm a gentle kid from Romania, and I never say anything bad about people's appearance. But it was so ugly that I turned to my new friend, Miki, and said, oh my God, Miki, that's the ugliest woman I have ever seen in my entire life. And then Miki looks at me and says, that's my mom.
That's
Smaranda Luna.
Holy shit.
Danny Zucker.
I am going to be nice and gentle. That was I have nothing negative to say about that story at all.
Wow.
You nailed it.
Those are big words,
yeah,
Amber.
It was beautiful, and I could just listen to you talk. Keep time. It was great. And I want to see that mom.
violinist, and she's super famous in Romania. But you
so
know,
we could
I guess,
Google her after the show.
Yes, and I guess when God gives, he takes.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Big in Romania. Yeah. Yeah. Blaine?
I guess the lesson here is God never slams a door in your face without opening a window to let bees in.
All right, Miranda Luna, let her hear it.
Wow.
That was a great story. Okay, so that was round one.
That was great.
It's very exciting. All the names are back in the jar. We're going to begin round two. Amber, how you feeling?
I feel great. This is exciting.
It's fun, right?
Yes.
You know what was great with her story is everybody in the audience thought of something horrible that happened to them that was just like that.
Danny, you feeling good?
Not really, no.
All right.
So one more drink?
I'm going through a lot of stuff.
All right.
It's personal, though. Nothing here.
Okay, nothing here.
I got here early, by the way.
Yeah. All right, you guys, coming to the stage right now for a true two-minute story is the one and only Matt Ritter. Matt Ritter! Okay, you guys, tell them what to do.
Spin, Matt.
2 minutes, twice as long.
This spin brought to you by On Bug Spray. Some bugs are cool. On Bug Spray.
Oh, he landed on audience.
Okay.
This is very exciting. Matt Ritter landed on audience. It's not easy to do.
It's the best.
It's the best.
It's the best.
All right, you guys. We're looking for story topics. We're going to do this side of the room, then the middle, then this side. What do you guys over here want to hear?
Pokemon.
What's happening?
She's very passionate.
What else? Vomit.
Vomit.
Okay. Vomit. Zappa. Got it. Vomit,
what do you guys want to hear up here? Anything in the middle?
Wait, how do you follow vomit and Pokemon?
Surgery.
Anything over here?
Losing virginity.
Losing your virginity. Surgery. Pokemon. Or vomit. These are the choices, you guys.
You know what, everybody's...
A lot of bodily fluid options.
I would say everybody's got a good vomit story.
I would think you'd have... I think vomit, you can fill 2 minutes. Yeah, can you fill 2 minutes with vomit?
Guys,
cool.
Do I look like a vomit guy or
Give
what?
Give him a Come big on. Round of applause. Come on, you guys. Matt Ritter.
Okay.
All right.
So I went on my honeymoon to a safari, and I have a terrible Jew stomach. Literally, after my wedding, people are like, please just tell me you're not doing a safari. Like, you're going to Florida, right? I'm like, no, I'm going to be fine. 5 to 6 hours into my trip, I started having dysentery. I mean, I call it dysentery because diarrhea would be just not justice to what happened to my body. And we were just in a little place called the Ngorongoro Crater, which is like the size of the Grand Canyon, filled with all of the God's wondrous creatures and just one toilet in the middle, like 3 hours to get to. And just me and my wife and just another couple that we had just met that is trying to enjoy this $6,000 one-day adventure that you get. And the thing about this is the one thing you want to see is a fresh kill. You want to see a lion kill a zebra, and we actually had that moment upon us. Like, the car pulled up real quiet, and all of a sudden, I just started exploding. Like, just full-on ass explosion. My wife is pinching me so hard. Like, please stop diarrheaing in this car with these people. I'm going to fucking divorce. Can I annul this right now? Can we get an African priest to annul this Jewish marriage right now? And so they were like, what do you want us to do? I'm like, I don't want to ruin this trip for these people. I will take a shit in the bush. And the guy's like, we cannot do that. You will die from the lions. So instead of seeing this fresh kill, we had to drive an hour to the one toilet that was in the entire crater. And there's only like one roll of toilet paper. This is like a 3 toilet paper roll situation that I have here. So I go through that. My wife knocks on the door. I thought she was bringing me like an extra roll that she found. She's like, can you stop moaning, please? There's 40 people outside and they can hear you moaning. And so I'm out of toilet paper. I do have a t-shirt and I have this like mosquito shirt. So I take off the mosquito shirt and I just vigorously turn this white t-shirt completely black. And I come outside, just my mosquito shirt, open shirt. And they're like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. We got to go back. And so I ruined somebody else's honeymoon because of my dysentery.
Matt Ritter, a little dysentery. It's a good story. Yeah. It's a good story, Amber Preston.
It was like your butt vomit. And God. So you painted a, boy, did you paint a picture. And
I painted Jackson Pollock style.
I painted that whole crater.
Like I can see it. I can smell it. Like there's so much. So it was
I still have the shirt if you want to smell it.
So I enjoyed it.
I'm divorced now. I'm on a second wife.
It was
a different wife.
Nothing to do with vomit. No points.
Nothing to do with vomit.
Wow. Okay.
Guys, was that a vomitous story?
I credit you with that. I have a quick Africa story. Okay, time?
Please, yeah.
Okay, quick African story. Also went to the Ngorongoro Crater, by the way. Much probably higher class trip. I have five Emmys. five. Emmys.
They had two toilets when you went.
They had two toilets.
I had a toilet. I had what's called a toilet Sherpa, and they would just bring the. But no, I had to take the. You know, you take all those shots and medicine. And what I discovered was, like, a week before I left, one of the shots I took for either dysentery or malaria or whatever, I had like some shrimp or shellfish, and my lips blew up, and I realized, oh, I cannot have shellfish on this medication. So now I'm flying to Nairobi. And I'm just, it's an Air France flight to Nairobi. It's all great. I'm looking and I eat this little cucumber salad. And it's like, and at the bottom, I notice these tiny little shrimp. And I think, oh, no. So I'm flying to Nairobi where I'm in a great medical care. But it's nothing to worry about. Half hour into the flight, I'm after the eating, I'm starting to shift in my pants. And my wiener feels weird. And
it's not good.
It sure does.
And thank
That's
you.
That's not the first time you've said that. Yeah.
Yeah. And... I go, I have to go to the bathroom, and it was as though my penis ate a Frisbee. And it was like there, and it was like this weird. And
some people like that.
Yeah, it wasn't cool. And I was panicking, and they gave me like tons of Benadryl to pass out. Unfortunately, it was fixed, but that
Your
was my.
Wiener had a
that's
reaction.
That's what happens.
My dick had a reaction. I out-Jewed you.
I was going to say, you're a Jew, too.
I way out-Jewed you.
I have five Emmys, and my dick looks like it
no
ate
matter
a
how
Frisbee.
Many, listen, no matter how many Emmys you have, you can't un-Jew in Africa.
No, you can't.
Yeah, well, you said you had a terrible Jew stomach, which I thought was really racist.
No, the Germans did it to us. They did experiments, and that's what we get.
Yeah.
Also, the worst part about when your dick feels like a Frisbee is when the dog grabs it.
Oh, horrible.
Matt Ritter, let him hear it. Matt Ritter, you guys. All right, you guys, come to the stage right now for a true two-minute story. Is the one and only Dawn Brody. Dawn Brody.
Oh.
All right, let her hear it. Big round of applause. Come on, guys, tell her what to do.
Spin that wheel.
There she goes. It's a good spin.
This spin brought to you by Your Fire, the new album by Ben Folds 4.
Ooh, interviews.
When I was about 25, one of my girlfriends in college was dating Josh Hartnett. I know. And I wrote a play about pirates that I thought was really good. And a bunch of people came to see it, including my friend. And she was like a big deal. Like, this was during like Black Hawk Down, like Pearl Harbor Day, like big deal. But I had never seen any of these movies yet. And after my really good pirate play was done... I was talking to this guy, and he had like a bucket hat on that was like covering his face, and he was talking, I wasn't listening to him because people were like slowing down to look at us because my pirate play was like really, really good. And it was really good. It was based in history. And so it was over, and my really good friend who I had just seen on the Oscars, who's dating the guy, was like, hey, okay, we're gonna go. And I want to say your play was really good, duh. And also, it's just like really hard for Josh to get out these days and feel normal. So thank you for that too, because he really liked it. And I was in my head and I was like, oh, and I'm thinking this guy I was talking to must be the Josh he's talking about. My head's in another place. And all I can think is he seemed really shy. He was wearing a big hat. His eyes were really close together. I think that he had Down syndrome or something. And he must be Ellen's good friend who felt normal for a minute. So I just like cocked my head to one side and I said, he did great. And she looked at me and she was like, okay. All right. Thank Josh. Just want to say it before we go. Josh, you were talking to Josh. He enjoyed it. And I went, he did so good. And my friend Jake, who's gay, so he knows a lot more about pop culture than I did, slapped me and he went, Josh Hartnett! And I immediately realized why everybody had been slowing down and who I'd been talking to. And later, she dumped him because of a drug addiction, but she did say to him, my friend thought you had Down syndrome, and threw it in his face.
Dawn Brody.
Wow.
Blank a patch.
Well, you know you're pirates because you've got cross cutlasses on the back of your neck, for fuck's sake. It's awesome. Turn around. Let everybody see that.
Yeah, that's true. She has the tattoo is cross, like a swords. Oh, no, are they scissors?
Yeah, swords. It's swords. Pronounced swords.
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 Wait, how's it spelled?
S-O-R-D-S. Duh. I was flying scored. Back from Nashville, and there was a dude in the exit row with cross pistols tattooed on both sides of his neck, and he was crying. And they got him to move to first class so that he wouldn't pull the fucking doors open.
You know what? My dad wasn't supposed to be in Nashville this week at all. That's really embarrassing.
He doesn't usually fly. He's flying standby.
He doesn't usually fly until the weekend. I'm
Amber
sorry.
Amber Preston. Really loved it. I know who you're talking about, the woman. What did you? Where was it? Was the show in the X?
Yeah.
Of course it was. Yeah. I'd like to read it, and I think you need to revamp that. And really enjoyed that fun story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I wrote you off after the first story. I was
just where she wanted.
I'm building to something, but I was so disappointed and sad. And it's weird because you know I'm going through a separation right now, and this was literally worse than that. But then you came back. And you talked about a play I guess was okay about pirates and
historical.
Really good. No, I was all in. This was a story of redemption.
Yeah.
And maybe you set the table so low in that first story because I really want to talk about it. It was terrible. One of the worst minutes of my life. I got drilled once and the Novocaine didn't hit and I had to get it back as a kid. And honestly, I was fondly remembering that memory as you told that first Minnesota story.
I understand.
To be fair, that is a Minnesota way. Like, really, like, you don't deserve anything good without suffering first.
But fuck, did you bring it back?
Yeah.
Way to go, Don.
Yeah, Don Brody. Blaine, anything?
Huh?
You good?
Yeah, I'm great.
All right, Don Brody. Yeah, one more time. Don Brody. Terrific.
Anybody need anything? More hot poppers? More crazy bread?
Coming right now to the stage for a true two-minute story is our audience member, Marissa. Come on up, Marissa.
Yeah, it
Tell
never
her
ends.
What to do.
Welcome to comedy. Oh, God, I don't want to go
All
on
right,
tonight.
All right, there she goes. Oh, boy.
This has been brought to you by Dog Fudge, non-toxic fudge for dogs. Not tested on animals. Dog Fudge.
Oh, you gotta
say it again, because you just did break up.
There you go.
This film brought to you by Dracula Realty. Blah! If you lived here, you'd be home by now. And the vampire! Blah! Dracula Realty, number one in Los Feliz.
Free! So now you can choose any topic
Anything on
the
that wheel,
Marissa.
I'm going to choose pets.
Okay.
Pets.
I'm going to go with breakup.
So it's Christmas, and I have this cat I had gotten maybe that summer. Her name was Princess. We got her from the neighbor across the road who tricked us into giving this cat to us. So it's Christmas. Family's coming over. My mom is baking like crazy. I'm 9, 10 years old. I'm just kind of watching, like, oh, how's the cheesecake going? Ready for that cheesecake for when guests come over. And for when I can sit down, skip dessert, and skip dinner, and then just run immediately to dessert. And she's getting everything prepared, you know, day before. My cat, you know, kind of peeks up on the counter, starts sniffing around. My mom shoos her off the counter. Get out of here, princess. You're not allowed on the counter. You're going to eat the food. Cat runs away. I go off to play with her. Next day comes around, relatives come over. We're all unwrapping presents, having a good time. Dessert's out on the counter, not, you know, on the island where, like, the cats can jump up onto the chair and then onto the counter. It's off on the side where the cats probably can't jump. Probably. My mom, she walks in, and all I hear is, Princess, no! I run in, and there... my mom holds the cheesecake in her hands, and right in the very center of that cheesecake is just an entire section eaten. That my cat, Princess, had jumped up onto the counter, just ate the entire section. My mom, still to this day, every Christmas, reminds me of this poor cat that got yelled, from my perspective, this poor cat that got yelled at, looking back now. Maybe you shouldn't have left the lid off the cheesecake, Mom.
Marissa, all right. That was a story about pets
yeah.
and cheesecake. I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, who could see that end of that story coming?
Cats don't eat cheesecake.
You wouldn't think. It's cats a cheesecake. I don't know. But look, you landed on time. I feel like you built up the idea. If I were just giving a note on the story, I might have wanted to take us in a direction where I thought maybe the cat wasn't going to eat the cheesecake. Because you were sort of you're leaning a little with it. It was like, oh, it's looking up. It wants to eat food. So I'm thinking at the third act of that movie, it would be like if in The Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis was like, I don't know, didn't I get shot in the first reel of this film? How am I still here? We never even found that out. It's almost like. I don't know. Anyway.
The cheesecake was gone the whole time.
No, exactly. So that's just in future storytelling things, but you have a very lovely presence.
There you go.
Great job.
All right. Amber?
Well done. This is, I applaud you for wanting to do this.
There you go.
And like fully committing and having a story and having passion about it. Now I want cheesecake. So thank you for that.
Blank a patch.
It reminded me of last weekend when I went to the Americana and there was a 45-minute wait. But that being said, if you're going to do a rewrite, may I suggest that the cat shits in the middle of the cheesecake? Because yes. Everybody loves a cat that shits on stuff.
And this is how the process works. Yeah, yep. We riff and we come up and then we have a shit in the cake and then
you could do a shit in the cake, or you could do a hairball. Yeah. Then you get the cat
something
going.
Something about pussies running dessert.
You get the cat going. Wow! 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 Wow!
Marissa, let her hear you guys. Come on. Great job. I thought that was an amazing job. It's not easy to be the audience member coming
up.
Not
at all. That was very good.
Amazing. Coming on the stage right now for a true 2-minute story is the one and only Smaranda Luna. Smaranda. Woo! All right, guys, tell her what to do.
Spin that wheel.
It's like I don't even need the sign anymore, Danny.
No, I know. It's amazing. I cannot wait to find out who's ugly in the story.
What if it's us?
I just want a cat to shit on something.
Wow.
Oh, no, you got to do it again because you were mom. Weren't you mom before?
I spin again?
Spin again.
I got another mom story.
Twice in a row?
Sadly, I have another mom story, too. Oh, boy.
Maybe your mom could shit on something.
She does. School days.
School days.
I wonder who shits on what in this.
Okay, so I went to school at UT Austin. I'm getting an MFA in acting, and I finally get a part of a foreigner, Nastasia, and an adaptation of The Idiot by Dostoevsky. A gentle 3-hour play where I'm in a corset, and not just that, but the stage is descending, like it's a hill down. I sparkle as usual, and... I have crazy monologues. I feel like I'm doing a great job. Like, maybe Hollywood is gonna happen for me. So, an hour and a half in, there's some turbulence in The Idiot. He likes me, he loves me, but I'm a fallen woman and he loves God. So, just basically every man's relationship with women. And... in the play, I finally give it up and I die. And in the middle of the stage, on the slippery scene, and I die beautifully. And then I hear from the audience, this boy, or should I say this punk, yelling, "Oh, thank God, the bitch is dead." And then I start laughing while dead. And then I start giggling, and then I start crying, and then I'm sliding down the scene. But there's still an hour of this Dostoevsky play coming up. And then I start sweating, and I can't stop, and I'm like, I am going to get kicked out of my MFA program. And then I don't know what to do. And now the audience starts laughing. And the stage manager comes on stage and picks me up with me laughing and crying hysterically. And I went to the principal's office next Monday and they said to me, "Smaranda, I don't know how they do it there in Eastern Europe, but if you pull this again, you're out." And that's how you do Dostoevsky.
Right. Wow, Smaranda Luna. Smaranda wow. Luna, stay right here.
Don't go anywhere.
206, couple seconds over, yeah, but nothing.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't hear the crash.
I know, so what happened back there?
Since it's I didn't right. hear the crash, I can't count it.
Somebody's fired with no health insurance.
He was
Get
so,
out!
So into the story.
I know.
He wasn't watching the time.
Yeah, what do you think about the Manda? That was amazing,
yeah,
right?
I want to see that show. I only want to see you in it. And the idea of you like leaving like a sweat mark on the stage as you're sliding down. I loved it. That was real fun.
Danny?
I was Raskolnikov in Crime and Punishment. And I farted all the way through it. So I really relate. And that was just a way for me to show you how literate I am. No, it's an amazing. You're just a great storyteller. And you're going to get English. Don't worry. I'm teasing you. Your English is beautiful.
It's only a life's quest.
Blank a patch.
Hey, cracking up during Dostoevsky is how Jimmy Fallon got on SNL. Hey, by the way, I was when I was living in San Francisco in the 90s, a director saw me doing comedy and he asked me to audition to be Pazzo in Waiting for Godot. It's pronounced Godot, by the way, not Godot. And I said, oh, yeah, that would be awesome. Sure. Yeah, why not? And I went to the bookstore and I got it, and it's a 4-page fucking no paragraph breaks like soliloquy from an insane asshole. And I learned that day that I was not cut out for show business yet. So thanks for reminding me of that.
Oh, you should say that I sparkled as usual. I sparkle as usual.
Oh, that was
like
great.
Is your memoir, your album, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that.
Rex Reed agrees. 10 thumbs up.
Luna.
Fully erect.
Smaranda Luna. That was amazing. Smaranda Luna. One more person coming up for a true 2-minute story, and then we're moving on to the third round. And that person's name is Chris Weavell. Come on, give it up.
Let's go, Chris.
Chris Weavell.
Hey, Chris, what's
Weavell.
Happening?
Tell him what to do.
That wheel.
The Improv would like to remind everybody, no public restrooms.
Oh, man.
Free. Holy shit.
Yeah, you have to pick a different one.
Do I get to... Oh, I don't have
no,
to re-spin?
No, you got to spin
you
it.
Can
no.
do it again. You can pick your own thing or you can spin.
What should he do, you guys?
Pick your own thing.
Pick your own thing. Wait. He did. He landed on free before.
Free last time.
So now you got to spin again.
Unprecedented.
Thank you for the rules. Thank
it's
you.
It's unprecedented, but spin again.
Thanks. I'm sorry.
It's so exciting. There we
Woo.
Go. A little music. There you go. There you go.
Let him hear it, Fred Siegel.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
That's
now
they just told you to spin. What the fuck is going on?
Now you're
All
fucked.
All right. Chris lands on audience. And once again, you know, it's very exciting. Something else from this side of the room besides vomit. What do you guys want to hear?
Socks.
Come on now. What else?
Adventure.
Adventure. Anything in the middle?
Overtime.
Anything over here?
Drugs.
Drugs, fucking, dirty word, but appropriate. Anything?
You can really ask anybody. I'm just a huge fan of fucking. I think it. I think it feels fantastic.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I
whoa,
just.
Whoa. Back off there, Lennon.
Let's hear something about fucking.
All right, here we go. Give him a big round of applause, guys. Big round of applause. Come on. It's not easy.
All right. I guess we're going to get personal tonight, guys. How we doing, everybody?
Yeah, come on, Chris.
So, I've seen my dad drunk twice in my life. Weird way to start a fucking story, but buckle up. The second time I saw my dad drunk, right, I was out and I was actually hooking up with this girl. We got hammered and we were fucking, okay? Yeah, deal with it. I come home. My dad was out with his buddy, and they go do whatever. I come home. I brought the girl home. I hit her in my bedroom, and I was like, I'm going to go make us some food. Chill the fuck out. I go, I got like the toaster on, the oven on, the microwave on. I got cold cuts out. I'm pouring cereal, fucking all this shit, right? We were previously fucking. I don't know if I mentioned that. And so I hear the back door open, and my dad comes in, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm hammered. My dad's never seen me drunk. And my dad comes in, and he's hammered. So we have this whole dance of, like, pretending neither one of us is drunk, right? And he comes in, and we're trying to play it off and all this other stuff, and he's like, hello, son. And I was like, oh, hello, father. I wasn't just fucking all night. which I also sparkle at, by the way. So my dad's like, he's like, what are you making? And I was like, a little bit of everything and nothing at all, whatever. And he's like, let me grab a plate. He grabs like a cheeseburger, a salad, like six wings, a plate of nachos, just a fist of fucking cold cuts. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna go to bed now. And I was like, yeah, me too, Dad. There's no way I'm gonna go be fucking for the rest of the evening. There's no way. And we cross, like, you know, elevators or ships in the night, whatever that saying is, into different parts of the house. And as I was going downstairs to continue fucking, I turn around and I was like, don't tell Mom. And at the exact same moment, my dad turned to me and said, don't tell your mother. And we went to the separate houses and I went back to fucking. Thank you.
Yeah, Chris Weivel. All right, right well, on topic.
I don't know. I wish he had stayed on topic more. I have to take off for that because I don't know if it had anything to do with. I didn't hear fucking at all. Yeah.
I think he went back.
To keep it vague.
I think his dad went back to fucking his mom. I think that's what happened. Yeah.
I thought about saying that, but it felt weird.
No, you know what?
Your dad was definitely fucking your mom.
That was a great job.
That's my note. End with your dad fucking your mom.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that image.
Yeah. Amber, anything else?
Yeah, I love real quick two things. I love the buffet you made mid fucking. I've slept with a few drunk men in my life, and no one offered me cold cuts and cereal. Rude. Also, the callback to the sparkle. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good.
All right. Chris Weivel. Let him hear it. Chris Weivel. All right. This is very
exciting. I couldn't
find
your clit, but here's some Captain Crunch.
Thank you. I'd rather have the Captain Crunch half the time.
All right, Amber, I'm going to hand you all five names.
Oops,
two of those
all
names
berries
are going to go back in this jar. Put 1 minute on the clock. These guys are going to make some decisions. And I want to thank you guys again so much for coming out. Thank you so much. Give yourselves a round of applause. Yeah. Thank you to Alex in the back. Thanks, Alex, on the sound. Julie over here at the bar. Thanks, Julie. Jim Coughlin right in front of me. He's helping me. This is our 27th show in a row right here at the Hollywood Improv. 27 shows. That ain't easy. A big round of applause for Lindsay in the box office. I don't know if you know Lindsay. Lindsay, she will sell you a ticket to the very next Story Smash, which is on Saturday, November 23rd, the week before Thanksgiving. So come on back with your family and check out Story Smash, November 23rd. You guys, was it a hard decision?
Yes.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Yeah, this was, sometimes it's...
not hard.
Most times, not hard.
Everybody on the show is really, really fun tonight.
This was a great job.
Great night, yeah. Big round of applause, yeah.
In a way, you're all winners.
Yes.
Yeah, well, one of you is.
Yeah.
The other three are total losers.
All right, you guys.
It's like if a bowling ball goes into the gutter, technically it goes into outer space.
And then come back and kills your finger.
All right, nice. Right. Coming up right now to tell a true 3-minute story. And, you know, I really think a 3-minute story is like, it's like a prize in itself, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Do you get to talk for 3 minutes?
Stage time. That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Guess who's coming to the stage right now, you guys? Ready? Here she is. Miranda Luna. All right, Miranda, tell her what to do.
Spin that wheel.
There she goes.
I don't like to talk about how our process is, but I was the only one amongst us who wanted you. And so I really pushed. Blaine was really hard.
Holidays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I approach my birthday each year as a holiday away from self-doubt. What is this, a sad show? No. So I don't drink or do anything addictive like playing Red Redemption 2 because of the fear of liking it too much. But on this one holiday, I do it. And I was 25 on this specific holiday called Dasma Day. I had a boyfriend who is now my husband. And I was like, I'm going to drink, and I am going to ride the mechanical bull. Oh. So I started drinking, get this, super lightweight. But because I'm from Eastern Europe, I do whiskey Red Bulls. Have you guys ever done whiskey Red Bulls?
Yeah.
I don't see the clock anymore, so sorry. And we go to this place, I'm in Austin, Texas, where they have a mechanical bull. I start doing whiskey Red Bulls, and then I ride the bull. And I ride it well. And I'm feeling good. And I'm like, why don't I drink more often? And why don't I love myself more often? And then my boyfriend, who is now my husband, is suddenly competitive, and he's like, I'm going to ride the mechanical bull. And then he does. And he does a great job. So then I see that, and I drink some more, and I'm like, wouldn't it be fun if I ride the mechanical bull twice? And then I ride the mechanical bull twice, and it's amazing, and I'm doing so great. And I'm by now, it's like I'm the female Matthew McConaughey. And everything is all right, all right, all right. I do fall down, but then that's how you learn. So by now, Gabe is like, who is this woman? And I don't know if I want to be here. And he says, baby, maybe we should go somewhere else. Maybe you've had enough. And I'm like, don't you tell me what to do. So then he goes and he rides the mechanical bull twice. But he doesn't enjoy it this time because it's just for show. And he falls down and he looks at me and he's like, are we done? And I'm like, no. I have another Red Bull. And I ride the mechanical bull three times. And by now it's like, it's the best night of my life and I am doing life. I get back down, I fall down, I get up, and I look around, and I don't see Gabe anymore. And then I'm, no way! What will a woman do to lose a man? Just ride the mechanical bull three times superbly? And I see Gabe outside the window, looking at me like some sort of stalker from The Shining. And he's like, baby, we gotta go. So I'm like, fine, I have another whiskey Red Bull, and I tell him, meet me at home, I'm gonna ride the mechanical bull one more time. So anyway, this is done, but then we go home, and then I get the pictures from the night of the mechanical bull, and it's me having the time of my life on the bull, and in the background, a dark shadow, my husband with red eyes in the picture. And that's how you do birthdays and holidays of me.
Smaranda Luna, Smaranda Luna, right on time. Well, 306, very close. That was exciting, Blaine.
I feel like I was at Thunder Road that night. That was a fantastic story, and I think your husband learned a very important lesson, didn't he? His wife drinks.
I thought it was his wife rides whenever she wants.
Is
that not the,
you know what?
The lesson?
His wife is kind of like Chumbawamba. She gets knocked down, but she gets back up.
That is definitely my favorite Chumbawamba song. Let's go around. Yeah. So mine would be Tub Thumping, and now you pick a different one.
We don't have time. We don't have time. Can't get into it.
Mine's Jet Set number two. It's a deep cut. Deep Chumbawamba cut.
So fun. I want to hang out with you. I want to be invited to the next birthday party. I really enjoyed the story.
All right. Anything else, Blaine?
No, that's it. Why don't you ask Danny?
Danny.
He's the one with the fucking chomping at the bit over there.
No, I actually just hit my teeth.
A literal chomp at the
Yeah, now you know how Freddie Mercury feels.
Anything else, Danny?
What, too soon?
No, you should. I just want to say this because you were very worried we'd be mean. And I just want to just say this. Like, it's insane that you're not like a household name. You're so funny.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Thank you. You and my mom are the only ones.
Yeah, that is. It's true. It's just you, me, and your mom. But,
I'd watch that show.
Smaranda Luna, let her hear it, you guys. Smaranda Luna. All right, you guys, it's the last story of the night. This is very exciting.
Yes.
It's another 3-minute story. Give him a big round of applause. Coming to the stage right now is Dawn Brody. Dawn Brody. All right. Tell her what to do.
Spin that wheel.
Yeah.
I fought them on this one, but I lost. Now I believe in you. Yeah.
By the way, my dad loved you on the side of his bomber.
Oh, boy. Here we
go.
Audience.
Man, what the fuck is with this wheel tonight,
Christine?
It has
happened again. An audience.
This is like my loaded polyhedral 20-sided.
I don't know what that means. Okay. What do you guys want to hear? What story topic?
George Washington.
Halloween. Seizures. Halloween.
Public restrooms.
Roommates.
I have a public restroom story.
because it's the final round, I'm going to do something unconventional. Of those audience stories, what did you like? Love those suggestions.
Oh, they're all great.
Stop pandering.
Just tell us.
Stop pandering.
George Washington and public restrooms both tickled my pickle.
Okay, you can combine them. Extra points.
shit, yeah. No. You fucking got it.
Public restroom.
Public restrooms. Let her hear it, you guys. This is not easy. Come on. Big round of applause. Don Brody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I performed for many years in a murder mystery dinner theater, and that is where I developed my love of fishnet stockings, because one of the things I played was a gangsta mole, and I'd wear like a blonde wig, and I'd talk like this, and I'd like, and I'd, oh, I can't believe you can't find your Tommy gun, oh my gosh, you know, and then we'd like drop clothes and all like that. Where in reality, I'm a redhead with tattoos and kind of a deep voice. But that was a character I played, and we used to do this for corporate events. And one of our corporate clients one day, we opened the doors to like the giant room where we're going to be performing, and it is about 350 18 to 25-year-old men. I know. And they were all minors, not under 18, dug things out of the ground. And from South Dakota. I know it's a different Dakota, but they're related. From a Dakota. And immediately, of course, I'm the only female in the show. And I'm, oh my God. So they're like, right? And it's fun. The show's fun. And we do a good job. And the show's, looks like the butler did it. And we go down the block. And I have friends who work downtown. We meet for a drink. And I have my wig off. And I'm in my civilian clothes. And I start to see people who just saw our show come into this bar. And they don't recognize me at all because they look totally different. And this one handsome fella starts right up at me. And I decide to have a little fun. And so I say, I have an acronym. This is like a thing. I'm a little touched. I think I know you're not from here, but you're from the Midwest. You're from South Dakota. And he goes, oh my gosh, yes. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. And I was like, don't tell me. You work with your hands. You're like kind of a guy's guy. You're not in the farm. You're construction. You're like are you a miner? And he was like, oh my God, yeah. Right? And I can like feel his boner start to like hit the table a little bit. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, just kidding, man. Like, I was in the thing. I was the, oh my God, girl in the show you just did. So I know who you are. His face goes, he's like, oh my God, you guys. He starts me, and the key tapping, and he's like this. Now, at the time, I've never had a one-night stand in my life. I'm a prude, but he's really cute, and I happen to be single. And he starts to really come on to me. I'm like, I can't do this. And my friend is like, you can. I have your dog. I'm going to take your dog. I'm going to move your car out of this expired meter. I mean, it was a really good wing woman. She was like, you could do it. And I went into the public restroom of that bar. And I got truly railed by this miner from South Dakota, and it was the best sex I've ever had in my life.
Wow. Amazing. Don Brody. Don
Holy
Brody.
Holy shit.
2 minutes and 57 seconds. Wow. Another perfect perfect time.
Yeah.
Amber, it's very exciting.
What was the bar? Any details?
It was the local.
Oh, of course
they
it was.
They sell the most Jameson than any bar in the world, including Ireland.
So that you were not the first people that was a factor. In that bathroom.
Oh, no, no. Sure. There was a line behind us. Yeah, yeah. They were like, oh. Super
for fun. You?
Yeah.
No, well, okay.
I wasn't that good at
no, I mean, bravo.
Danny.
In Wisconsin, yes. In Minnesota, there's lots of beautiful women there.
Blank a patch.
I just appreciate the fact that you went from martinis to Pabst Blue Ribbon. So 11 out of 10 stars.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an amazing story. Honestly, that was just a great fucking story. Not just because you got railed in a bathroom.
No. She didn't get railed in the bathroom. She fucked a dumb guy in South Dakota.
It's amazing. The whole story. And I like hearing about the murder mystery and all. I did not know that story was going to end that way. That's an O. Henry-esque short story you just told. Yeah.
The boner work, too. The boner.
Yeah, your space work with your penis was
Danny,
fantastic.
You started doing this like automatically.
Yeah, I was just like, whoa. I was listening.
Do you think that guy's still alive or do you think he died in a collapse?
Oh, it's hard to say. You know, I snuck out. I also snuck out. I pulled like my Carrie Bradshaw moment, you know, and he was like, if you want to stay, you can stay. And
I left,
and I didn't leave my number or anything. I just kind of disappeared like a puff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's telling that story somewhere right now. Like, by somewhere, I mean like Pierre.
I'm more of a, I don't relate because I'm more of a Samantha, but anyway, I get it. It's really good.
Don Brody, let her hear it, Don Brody. Wow, a lot of fun, man.
I've had sex with so many women that have not contacted me immediately afterwards, and man, it just takes me back.
Yeah. What a great show, you guys. Give it up for all the people you've seen tonight.
Special.
Matt Ritter, Chris Weivel, Don Brody, Miranda Luna, and Marissa. Yeah. Amazing night. You guys
great,
have
great audience, too, by the
minute,
way.
1 minute to choose this winner, and I want to say that the put 1 minute on the clock. The winner of tonight's show, guess what? They get my homemade chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. You better believe it. And also, guess what? The winner of the show gets to come back next month and perform again here on Story Smash Saturday, November 23rd. And this episode of Story Smash is being podcasted, and it will be up on the Story Worthy podcast in just a couple of weeks. So head over to storyworthypodcast.com. Yeah, give it up for Story Worthy. Over 9 years podcasting, 587 shows. I'm out of my mind. Thank you so much. One more big round of applause for Alex in the back. Thank you, Alex. Julie at the bar. Jim Coughlin right here. Lindsay at the box office. Amber Preston, who is our winner tonight?
I get to
do you want to tell me anything first? Anything about the experience?
Oh, this was really fun. Great crowd. I love that your friend is so mad that you like weren't in the running for cookies. No, we know. And your sister, great. You sign up next time. But yeah, really fun. The stories were all great. It was harder to judge. I was like, I can make some smart ass comments. Oh, I have to pick someone.
Yeah.
It was harder.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
This was the hardest decision I think we've had for first.
Really?
Yeah. And he was trying to decide between a Corvette Z06 and one of those new Camaros.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. Yeah. And those are big words coming from you.
Yeah. It was really tough. I don't feel, it's
a toss up.
If you hadn't written No Ties on there.
Yeah.
Can I say?
Yeah. Say.
My wife is an identical twin, and they are both the same in the eyes of their parents. And we felt that both the performers tonight were really, really good. And they were both very engaging and interesting in their own rights.
Okay.
And you said no ties.
No ties.
But one twin has to be born first.
And the winner of tonight's show is...
That twin tonight is Don Brody.
Don Brody, woo! Back here, you guys. Come on up, Don Brody. Another big round of applause for everybody who played the game tonight. Give it up for Chris Rival, Miranda Luna, Don Brody, Matt Ritter, and Marissa. Also give it up for Danny Zucker, Amber Preston, Blake Capac. My name is Christine Blackburn. Good night.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. Angie still has the same top pros and reviews you've counted on for more than 20 years, only now you'll also get access to all the tools you need to make your home a happy place. Inside, outside, big or small, Angie helps you find the right solution for whatever you need done, all from your phone. It's simple to find upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. You can even search pricing guides to see what others paid for similar jobs and easily compare quotes from top local pros to make sure you're getting a fair price. From lawn care to repairing the AC to the project of your dreams, Angie has your home projects handled from start to finish. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, they'll cover your project up to the full purchase price plus limited damage protection with their happiness guarantee. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. And for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.